It's Monday, October 9th, 2023. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
That's the playing field of a champion.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Way to open up this year's episode of the show. Silver Furs is the band. Bern, Switzerland is the place they're from. Played them on the show many a time, but they've got a new single. It is called Annihilation Party. That is what we just heard. It's pretty great. It's a little slow at the start, but I like the hooks. I like once it gets rolling. So I thought I'd pop that on the show as the opening track for today. Has great album art as well. Okay, up next from London, the band Girl Ray. They are back with a new album. It is called Prestige, and we are going to hear two songs from it, Up and Hold Tight. The first couple songs on the album have this like really strong disco vibe going on, and Up is one of those. So you'll appreciate the disco-iness of Up. And then Hold Tight is a little bit more traditional Girl Ray. I think the whole album is very strong. It's like one of their better releases. So if you like these two songs, you're definitely going to want to pick up Prestige, because it is solid. Okay, here we go. Girl Ray with Up and Hold Tight. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Holding me, it feels Lost in the dark. a sandstorm, your heat could keep the Great Lakes warm. Allison, you're a landslide on the old farm, you're an avalanche in the river gorge. Allison, but you sing so sweet, swinging on your front porch, shaded from the heat in your summer short shorts. Trees in the yellow wood. We sing so sweet, swinging on your front porch, shaded from the heat in your summer short shorts. Allison, if it ain't trouble, it ain't fun. Let's open up the old dots and kick off some dust on the wall. You said I gotta get out of Madison.
Radicals did this. I just want to know, why are they so emboldened now? Why did this never happen in 246 years and now it did?
I hate to go back this far, but like 2002, we passed the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act. This was McCain-Feingold getting big money out of politics. It sounded like a really good idea. These big donors don't represent the interests of normal Americans. All true. So when we did that, we set this very pretty low cap. And what's happened is we've shrunk the influence of large dollar donors in the United States. And what's taken their place is small dollar donors. And it turns out that small dollar donors also are not representative of the people of the United States. And how politicians get that money from them is through outrage and anger and tiny little sound bites and memes on social media. Well, at the same time, the party's got a lot weaker because those large dollar donors are out.
Oh, so you're saying that Matt Gaetz is not beholden to party money.
That's right. And so those small dollar donors don't reward compromise. They don't want to actually see legislation. It's way easier to get them turned on social media by telling them what the other side has done wrong. So the Matt Gaetzes of the world do better when their team loses. Voters have to stop punishing people who actually legislate. You can't get everything you want. And so you have these safe districts where the actual threat to you is from a primary, and so you keep moving to your outer flank, whether it's right or left, right. And it's a mess. And in the meantime, you have the Obama pen and phone problem, right? Oh, there's a political crisis. Congress, you should handle it. Oh, you're not going to handle it? I'll handle it as president. Why would Congress compromise? Why would they risk their political future in their next election from a primary if the president will do it through executive action?
Right.
Of course, then someone sues about it, and the Supreme Court's like, oh, right, the president can't do that. And then the Supreme Court's ratings fall, and everyone's like, the Supreme Court's so political. Congress, do your job.
Okay, let's get caught up. After Girl Ray back there, we heard two songs by a band from Brooklyn. They're called Strawberry Runners. They have a new album, which is self-titled Strawberry Runners, and we heard two songs from it. First, Allison, and then Look Like This. They are both my favorite songs on the record. There's a few other okay ones, but I would say in general, those are the best songs. And they're not particularly representative. I feel like they're happier and more upbeat than most of the rest of the album, which is a little more folky and sad or something. So Allison and Look Like This, they're the strongest in my opinion, but I really, really like them. So they were kind of like my favorite thing on this episode. But anyway, the album as a whole, not as great. Okay, then after that, from Toronto, Canada, we heard a band called Housewife. The song King of Wands, it's their newest single, and it's super good. It has this very, like, take me back to the 90s thing going on, right? It's, like, so, like, 90s sounding in a good way. Like, there's bands I listened to a lot in the 90s had those vibes. I'm struggling to think of the band names. Maybe it's, like, Belly? I don't know. Something. Maybe it's Belly. Let's go with Belly, because I think Belly holds up. Okay, that was Housewife. Pretty good stuff. King of Wands. Check that out if you like that. Okay, up next from Tokyo, Japan, we are going to hear a band called Never Young Beach. I've played them on the show before. They have a new album. It is called Arigato, thank you, in Japanese. And we're going to hear two songs from it. I'm not going to try and pronounce them. It's all in Japanese, but it's very good. So the two songs we're going to hear, though, they are sort of, again, sort of like Strawberry Runners. They're the standout tracks, I think. A lot of this album, it has this thing where it's like, did the band members all just kind of get old? Maybe they did. I don't know enough about Never Young Beach to know. Maybe they've had a good run, but like, you know, let's just like make a rock album where we get to chill. You know, it's like, it's just not as upbeat. It's a little more plodding. I don't know. I don't love this record as much as their previous one, but these two songs, these are the standouts, because these songs are the most fun, I think. So, without further ado, Never Young Beach from Tokyo, with two songs I can't pronounce from their new album, Arigato. Where else but right here, on The Sounds of My Head.
ベスト書いていくのよ1日1個でいいのよ3日で散歩になるでしょ1000日1000歩でそのまんま雲を突き抜けて空まで行くのよ傘が壊れても輪っかと笑い飛ばしてこう明日が来るならそれだけで素晴らしいから お花にお水をあげましょう。なんだか心も軽やか。お日様よろしくやってる。何でもやれちゃう気がしてくるよね。 のマニアな帰り方も忘れてしまったな。背伸びをして大人びたふり、どうやら何にも変わっちゃいない。懐かしいなあなたの声が耳を澄ませてよ。帰ろう帰ろう、あなたのそばに帰ろう帰ろう帰ろう、あなたのそばに帰ろう。帰っておいで、いつでもあなたを待っているわ。積もる話を聞かせてちょうだい、花を咲かせてよ。帰ろう帰ろう、あなたのそばに帰ろう。
what you wanted me to be, a broken reflection of you. I see we're still living with my memories. That mirror is tainted by truth. There's not enough drink in the world to feel free. The season makes me reach for regret is doing little for me than to see the truth of it all. As the moon rises over the roof of my road, knowing that it's over leaves me out in the cold, the bitter wind stings.
Thank you. come stay a while with me. We've got wide open eyes and hearts to fly. And darling, we've got time to kill. Join me seeking simple thrills I found in my own backyard. We've got wide open eyes and hearts.
Okay, let's get caught up one last time. After Never Young Beach back there, we heard the band The Hanna-Barberas. They're from South London in the UK. They have a newish album. I've been meaning to put it on for quite a while, so it's not that new at this point, but it's, you know, it's newish. It's called Fantastic Tales of the Sea, and we heard two songs from it. First, You're So... ! And then we heard Happy Winter, which I don't know where you live, but I live in Sweden and it's already winter. Like, I mean, it got real cold yesterday. So yeah, pretty cold here. It's, I guess it's a happy winter. It was still sunny, so we have that going for us. So You're So and Happy Winter, very good songs by the Hanna-Barberas. Always like those guys, particularly their Christmas music, which in, you know, Happy Winter, kind of, is this a Christmas song? I don't know. I probably could have gotten away with putting out a Christmas episode, but it felt like, why keep waiting? I'm just going to put it on. Okay, then just before I start talking, we heard Copeland James from Bloomington, Indiana. She has a new album. It is called Small Talk. We heard the song Darling, We've Got Time. It is by far my favorite song on the record. It's the most happy, upbeat, again, from an album which is not mostly happy and upbeat. I feel like that song kind of stands out. It is not representative, particularly, of the rest of the album, but it is my favorite song, so make of that what you will. I will keep my eye on Copeland James and see if I like her future stuff even more than I like this new Small Talk record. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show from Athens, Greece, we're going to hear a band called Stella. They're doing the song Girl Supreme. Girl Supreme came off a single by the same name. It is a single called Girl Supreme. That's what we're going to hear to finish up this year episode of the show. It's got some great synthy vibes, and it's a good song. So without further ado, Stella from Athens with Girl Supreme, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Japanese Sandman by Vince Guaraldi and the Nighthawks. I also talked over Fool's Paradise by the United Future Organization and We Have the Stars by the Hanna-Barberas. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, though I'm giving up on Twitter. I mean, whatever it is, X, whatever, who cares? I've always hated it. I just begrudgingly did it because people told me you should be on Twitter too. I despise Twitter and always have. I feel like it's the bane of the internet. So I'm happy to get off of Twitter or whatever, X or whatever it is. Yeah, I feel like it's just a nightmare place at this point. I don't even want my stuff on it. Like, if you're still going there, don't. Just give up on it, too. It's just a terrible, terrible place full of awful things. So, yeah, I won't be on Twitter anymore. But I'll still be on the other social things, I guess. And so I'm really only on Facebook, right? I don't know. I'm on Instagram, but just as me personally, which is not the same as the show. So I don't know if that gets you anything, but you can look me up there. Maybe I'll put a link on the site to that. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But anyway, you can find links to that. Also, Spotify, where you can find a playlist for season 20 of the show. You'll hear all the music I put on the show that's in Spotify dropped into that season 20 playlist as the season progresses. And you can listen to all the songs I play without having to listen to me talk. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.